This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable but never boring Sean Jackson.
Welcome to The Missing Link, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the whimsical Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you today?
Excellent, Sean. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. And it is interesting because I think that we need to really focus again on something we talk a lot about on this show. And what I mean is calls to action. Right. You know, it just kills me sometimes.
We don't talk about that, do we?
It makes me laugh because, you know, when we were reviewing people's pulse posts way back when, and, you know, continuously we see that people forget to add the call to action, you know, right, to get people to move to a specific place of interacting with you, your brand, your product, your service, et cetera. And so it's always something that is in the back of my mind is what is that process? What is the mechanics? What are the ways to move people to get to that call to action? Because I think that's you have to have a fundamental building block to get there, right? You can't just say, buy my product, call
exactly
me, do this. You have to have a process to get there. So today's show, I want to deep dive in a little bit more to the process to get to that call to action. Because a call to action doesn't have to be hard, but it does have to be set up properly so people will respond to it. So today we have kind of an expert, Micah, right? Isn't she an expert on social selling, on using LinkedIn to kind of build up your sales pipeline?
Yeah, absolutely. I checked out some of her free tips online. They were great.
Yeah, they really were. And she really came up with stuff that I was like, wow, I had no idea. So we're going to have Brent Tillman on the show to talk about the three ways to really build that process to get to the call to action. And you know, Micah, there's something else that happened recently.
What's that?
Well, we got some attention in the ecosystem of the LinkedIn world.
We totally did, didn't we? So exciting. Congratulations.
It was something, you know, it's always funny to me because I'm like, you mean other people listen to the show?
It's true. I was shocked when I saw that first top 10. I was like, wow.
So to let you know what we're talking about, in literally one day, Jason Miller from LinkedIn on the LinkedIn blog puts The Missing Link in his top 10 marketing podcast for 2016. And that blew me away. And then the next day, Dan Rice puts us into his list for 2016.
And we almost made number one on his list.
almost. And it blew me away because, again, we were obviously flattered by it. And thank you, Jason. Thank you, Dan, for including us in. But more importantly, it pretty much says that, you know what, maybe we're hitting on the topics that really do matter to marketers as they're trying to figure out how to make LinkedIn work for their effort. Right?
Exactly. Right.
And the reason I think we can get on those lists is not because of the personality on the air. Trust me, not us.
It is. Oh, it totally is part of.
No, it is because of the content, Micah, damn it. And the content is what drives this show. And the way we get the content, the way we figure out what we're going to talk about is how, Micah?
Yeah, this is where we find out where the needs are. Where are the people having struggles and what are the questions being asked? So in our super secret Missing Link LinkedIn group, which you can get to, and we hope you join us, that's where you'll find the answers. That's where you can ask your LinkedIn questions and get the business that you want. So you'll do that. If you're in the United States, you will take out your mobile device and you will text us at 41411. And then the keyword there is going to be my link. And you'll just take out the space. It's one word, my link. And if you're outside of the continental United States, you will simply email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm.
It's that simple, folks. And the reason we want you to join that group and to take the time now is because we want to answer the questions that you have. And we want to sit there and address the issues that you're facing.
Do.
And the best way to communicate that to us to continue to make the content of the show strong is by joining our super secret private LinkedIn group. All right. So when we come back from the break, everyone, we're going to have Brent Tillman on to go through the structural process of moving people to the calls to action in your marketing material. So stay tuned.
Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. And Micah, please introduce our very special guest.
I'm so excited. Brent Tillman is with us today from Social Sales Links, and I went through some of her online tips. Amazing stuff that I learned.
I know. You were telling me about it before we started recording, some of the little tactics that she has in her videos, which are available for free. So, Brent, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So what we were talking about earlier is something that I think a lot of people forget to do, which is, you know, really focus on a call to action, right? You know, it's kind of like sometimes you have to remind marketers that the whole point of marketing is to inspire people to act. And so what I really found fascinating in your work was this kind of idea of focusing on the call to action and doing so by attracting people, teaching them, engaging with them. And that really stood out of all of these social selling things that you've talked about. So I really want to deep dive into that. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. I love that subject.
So let's talk about it. Why should marketers be concerned with a call to action to start with?
You have to earn the right to have a call to action. So the call to action really is the last piece. And if you just put out calls to action, you're never going to get people interested, or rarely. If you do, it's just, you know, a miracle. You have to earn the right to ask for the sale, to ask for that call to action. So if we can start from the other end, which is attract, I would love to start there and then end in the call to action, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, we are talking about how to get people to move. And there are processes prior to getting them to move. To your point, if you just ask them to move, they're not going to move. You got to earn the right to get them there. So let's go ahead. Your first one is attract. Let's focus on that one.
So no matter how good your content is, people aren't going to go there unless you've got a couple of foundational pieces in place. Number one, anything that you post out there, have an image, a great graphic. Even if it's just a link somewhere else, like on LinkedIn is what we're primarily talking about. If you have an update, you can upload any photo, any picture, any graphic. So you want your graphic to tell the story and to bring people in. Graphic is really important. The second piece is the title of whatever it is you're sharing. If you have a blog post, if it's an article, if it's informational, you want to make sure that your title is not just clever, but tells the story to your future reader. And for them to identify with that and connect with that. So a lot of times if you are, let's say you are selling e-learning to human resource people, right? That's your niche. You want to make sure that human resource professional is in the title. So if I know that I'm going to click that this is for me, you want to attract the right people and then you want to tell them what they're going to get. So incredible recruiting tips for human resource professionals. I don't know, whatever that might be. And then you want to get them to a place that should not go to your offer because you haven't earned the right yet. You need to prove that you're the thought leader. So I'm just going to stick with the e-learning. It could be anything. It could be anything that you're selling. You want to drill down into the second piece, which is teach. So it's attract, teach, engage. Teaching insights ultimately is offering aha moments or uh-oh moments. So if you can do that, you're beginning to earn the right to that call to action.
Yeah, let's stop there for a second because I want to talk about in the context of LinkedIn because certainly, you know, I think sometimes people forget that they can upload photographs as a status update, right? You know, usually people are probably sharing, you know, something that they see, which a lot of times that work is done for them. The graphic is in there, the headline's in there. They're just clicking the LinkedIn share button. But also not only the manual status updates you can put in, which generally are text-based, but you can also upload an image. And from what I'm hearing in the marketplace is those image uploads, right, in LinkedIn are really, really getting a lot of attention and traction. So would you say that's one way to really kind of focus on this idea of the headline and the image? Because you can put a headline on an image if you want, right? To get people to say, ah, there's something here. Or are we really just talking about the Pulse network? Are we talking about just really focusing in on attracting through Pulse? Or is it a combination?
It's definitely a combination. I mean, your status update, I recommend having a link almost every time you have an update that goes somewhere. It goes somewhere educational, not pitchy. Mm-hmm. Just because take advantage of the amount of traction that image is getting. But in your normal updates, I have hundreds that I've created right in PowerPoint where, I create background color and type in whether it's a quote from me or an idea. So can I stick with the e-learning for a second? Whatever your e-learning piece is, stick a couple of nuggets into a quote by you. Make sure you brand that with your Twitter handle or your company logo. But that, like a quote like that on like a very colorful PowerPoint slide, all you do is right-click, save as picture, and upload it, can bring enormous. Now, here's a quick key thing. Make sure what you name that photo is is search engine optimized, keywords.
Wow. Okay.
Because photos and images are really indexed by Google a lot. I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes you Google right under the first one or two articles they find is a whole row of images. So if you do a really good job of keyword optimizing the names of those pictures and you're uploading them into LinkedIn, you'll notice in a couple of weeks, just start searching those words. There's a really good chance, unless the market is completely flooded with those images, that you're coming up first.
I love that tip. Easy to do. You just open up your presentation software, put in the quote, put in the statistic, put in the information, brand it, and include a link back to you, and boom, you're putting it up inside of the LinkedIn ecosystem. And also with the sideline benefit of taking that keyword, you can also have that in Google. Love that, Brad. Love it.
Yay. Yeah, so that's a lot of fun to do that. And that's the way you're going to start to attract people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be a great blogger or a great content provider in order to really get traction with that. Just make sure the link that – because you can put a link alongside of that or on top of that image. Just make sure that's going to valuable information, not – an offer necessarily.
So what about valuable information? Because your second part is about teaching. So let's talk about the teach side, because you've given us a great tactic for getting attraction, focusing on image headlines, and of course, making sure that you're using those keywords, not only for the title of the thing that you're trying to attract, i.e. the person you're trying to target, but also of course, keyword optimize the image. Let's talk about the teaching component. What are some ideas around teaching to build that authority?
There's lots of ways you can do this. You can do this in ebooks. You can do it in blogs on your site. You can do it inside of LinkedIn Pulse. There are lots of fabulous ways to teach your audience. The one thing you want to keep in mind in determining, and this is actually a blog I'm working on, which is teach versus pitch. And as salespeople, we tend to think we're teaching when we're teaching them about our product or service, and we're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we are teaching, and the litmus test for that really is it a standalone piece? Is it vendor agnostic? Is it information that would be beneficial to them whether they worked with you or not? And if the answer is yes, you're teaching. If the answer is no, everything I'm doing is leading them back to my product or service, then you're pitching.
Right.
Now, let me ask you about that, though, because certainly, you know, like most people who sell a product or service solution, you know, what they're providing does fix a particular problem, right? So it's okay to say this is a problem that, you know, is out there. And if that solution to that problem happens to be your product, that's fine. But you're not trying to solve the problem by saying you have to buy my product. You're saying this is a problem that we see out there all the time, and these are the nuances of it. These are the things you need to keep aware of. These are things that you need to address independent of the product or service you're trying to sell. Is that what you're basically meaning?
Exactly right. And the interesting thing is you can even educate on parallel problems. So as long as the problem that you're solving is important to your target market. So it doesn't always have to be exactly directed to your product or service. So going back to human resource people, if you can help them solve a problem that's parallel to your offering, you are bringing value to your target market. That can also be very effective.
So what are some of the best ideas for teaching that you've seen? Do you prefer an ebook? Do you think video works? I mean, you know, you gave us a great tactic to attract. What's a great little tactic for the teaching element?
So there are lots of different media to do this. The easiest is creating a blog on Pulse. It's free. Creating content that's education. It could be if you're not a writer, make it an interview blog. Go interview your top clients and prospects on a particular subject to give insights on what, top CEOs are talking about or whomever your target is. You don't have to be the one that's creating the content. You create the questions and go to this other subject matter experts. It's also a great way to prospect without prospecting, to build relationships with potential buyers. Without it being a sales call, it's a content call. You're interviewing them for a blog. So you can create, there's lots of ideas. Every time you answer a question to a client, look at it and say, is it blog worthy? Because if they care about that, maybe many others do too. So there's lots of ways to get that content. I love blogging. I have an ebook that gets me a lot of traction. I do have 5-tip LinkedIn video tips that really get a lot of traction. And it really depends on how much time and energy you want to put into it. The key is, as much as possible, create either a landing page or a way to collect who's interested. So if you have a download to an ebook, make sure you're asking at minimum for a name and email. If you use video, use gatekeepers like a Wistia where you can see the first one, but if you want to see the second, third, fourth, and fifth one, you got to give me your email. And that's a really powerful way to begin to build a list of people who are interested in what you do. From blogging inside of LinkedIn, if you're one of your calls to action, which we didn't get to, might be go to those videos, go to those downloads. You can, if you've done it, not a good enough job in your content, you can take them to an offering because you've earned the right. But ultimately, you've got to build a process around whatever media you choose. And you've got to think all the way through and make sure that you are collecting the readers.
Right. And I love that tactic of interview, by the way, because I know of major content marketing software companies that went out and basically decided that they were going to get to their target audience by interviewing them and publishing those interviews online. And it worked phenomenally well because, of course, once you get interviewed, then you're like, oh, who is this company that's interviewing me? Maybe I should learn more about them. And they're generally, the interviewee is generally someone who has a major problem that is in your space. So they're talking about the things that they're doing or finding. So I love the tactic of using interview to build your content space out, because especially if you're starting out, right? I mean, if you have no audience whatsoever, interview is great. Trust me. That's why we do a lot of interviews on our show, because we love getting the traction from people like you who are like, hey, I've been interviewed. Come and take a look at this particular piece of content that I happen to be featured on. I love that tactic as a way to teach, because again, you're learning as you go, but also you're informing your audience of, hey, if you have these problems, this is how someone who is respecting the industry is solving it. Love that tactic. So the third part, engage. So we're attracting them in clever ways. We're teaching them in interesting ways. What is the engagement piece?
So the engagement piece is going to be different for everyone. So for me, because my goal is to have phone calls, with my prospects, my call to action is let's set up a call. I have a link, a 15-minute phone call that anyone can schedule with me. And that's my call to action. A lot of people don't want to talk to their prospects. A lot of people want to either take them to, you know, a $99 course or hire me to do something, even though we may never have to talk about the, you know, they might be able to hire without that conversation. So everyone has to determine what their call to action is. Some people just want to download. I just want to build my email list. So, and then I drip on them from an email. So my goal is only to get them to download something and give me their email. So then your call to action might be an ebook or a video with a landing page in front of it. So it, you know, but at the, it should align as much as possible with the topic. And it should get, the idea is that your content got them so excited and so pumped up that they want more.
So let's do that, because I want to engage with this. I want to go on, I want to engage on this topic of engagement further, because I do think, I often sometimes feel that marketers, they look at it in a very linear fashion, which is, okay, I've got their attention. I've taught them what I want them to do. Now they've engaged to click on my call to action. Maybe or maybe not, there's a sale involved, right? There's a financial transaction in it. I think sometimes, though, we forget that once they engage with you, then you also have the right to continue the engagement thereafter, right? Because, you know, I think a lot of times it's very like, okay, we made the sale, forget those guys, let's go onto the new prospect list, right? And not thinking through that ongoing engagement of people that have not only raised their hand, but have made some commitment, be it financial or time-based or something. Talk a little bit about that, because I think that's something that we don't spend enough time talking about sometimes in marketing. We're always so aligned with the top of the funnel. We're not thinking, hey, there's a whole group in there that can do more if we engage with them, and they're probably better qualified than all the people that we've been trying to attract right. as prospects.
Well, so and it depends on the kind of business that you're in. If it's a once and done deal, you may not need more business from them, but there's nothing better than word of mouth. So if you continue to keep them happy, they're going to start recommending you. If you continue to offer more value outside of whatever your initial value was, you're teaching, you're continuing to be that person. And then in some cases, make it really easy. Like, have you ever used click to tweet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, this is awesome. So you can create a tweet and then they give you a link and the link will auto-populate that tweet and it'll say whatever you want it to say. So if you put something out, let's say you put out 5 tips for something and then you make it really simple for them to click on a link and their Twitter will auto-populate and say, just read 5 tips from Sean that were absolutely phenomenal. Check them out.
Yes.
You actually wrote that, right? It's amazing. You click it and it auto-populates and it's free. So click to tweet is one of the best ways to get them current clients or old clients to keep engaging and getting your word out to their network.
And dang it, we need it for really click to LinkedIn too, though.
So I have the code for that. Afterwards, I have to dig deep, but I wrote a blog on that a long time ago.
Oh, really?
That has the code in that. So you can do that. You can create... you have to have a WordPress site or be able to do kind of fill in HTML code a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the code for that.
Let's make sure to get that in the show notes, Micah, because that
Definitely.
Is awesome. Certainly I don't use click to tweet, but I've seen other sites that do. It does make it convenient. And if Bryn has the awesome code that will help you with click to LinkedIn, which helps ties back into the show, then I think it will perfectly match what we've been talking about. Because you're right. I think there are ways to continue that engagement. And I think what you're really saying is there are simple ways to make these things happen. And I think sometimes we can overcomplicate processes when the reality is just to make it easy for people to do something really comes down to the fundamental part of what a successful call to action is, right? Is to make it simple for people to do something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so then they become your marketing team.
Perfect. Brynn, I cannot thank you enough for being on our show. And I would really encourage everyone, I should say, to go and take a look at all the resources that you have on your site. And Brynn, what is that site again?
Well, you can go to socialsaleslink.com, but if you want to schedule 15 minutes, I give everyone 15 minutes. So feel free to come to schedule a call with Brynn.com. And schedule 15 minutes with me. And it's totally about you and your profile and your initiatives. So that would be the best place to go. That actually takes you to my site anyway. But it's schedule a call with Brynn.com.
I love it. I would encourage everyone to take 15 minutes out and give Brynn a call at schedule a call with Brynn.com. And Brynn, thank you again for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Micah, Brynn had a lot of interesting tips and tactics, didn't she?
I love that image naming one about the Google search.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know that. That's fabulous.
Well, just the PowerPoint in general. I mean, gosh, you know, you just pull up your PowerPoint or your Keynote, you come in and create up the graphic, and you just save it and upload it. So simple. I mean, simple.
Yeah. I found when I was looking through her video tips, too. She's got 5 free video tips that are really great. You know, I mean, first of all, she does it on video, so you can see exactly where to click. But you remember we learned about the search and how to save a search?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She teaches you on there. When you save your search and you go back to it, it will show you each week how many new prospects are in that search. So
nice.
And how to warm connect, how to find and drill down to find warm connections. Like say you want to connect with a specific title in a specific company. She teaches you literally in those 5 tips how to search and drill down to your second connections so that you can find someone that you've got a first connection with in order to get an introduction.
Oh, very nice. And they're all for free, right?
Yes, those 5 tips are for free.
So we'll totally include those in the show notes. And here's the other thing that I really liked, because I do think that, especially being online creatures, we tend to shy away from the telephone, right? It's like, don't call me.
I was like, what?
But, you know, I thought that was very powerful that her primary call to action is give me 15 minutes of your time and I will help you out. And I thought that was a great call to action because, quite frankly, you know, we can often be disconnected in the online space. And certainly when everyone is out there saying, just send me an email, don't call me. Maybe a way to distinguish yourself is to ask for people to call you, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's a very powerful way of connecting with people. And certainly it requires nothing more than the mobile device that's sitting on your desk right now.
Exactly.
So I thought that was really interesting. And again, when it comes to marketing, remember the definition of marketing is inspiring action. So whatever you do, it is a process that you need to define that works for you. And at the end of the day, you want them to act on something, right? Whether it's call you, email you, download, fill in, whatever, buy. And I cannot stress enough that we need to be focusing on that process to attract them, to educate them, to engage with them, to make it simple to do. And certainly sometimes that engagement can be nothing more than, hey, call me and you get this. Email me and you get that. I just love those very basic mechanics that too many times marketers forget about.
Right.
And so, again, I can't thank her enough. So I think that wraps up another show of The Missing Link. Micah, any parting thoughts before we cut out?
I just want to thank our audience for listening. We love being here.
You know what, folks? You make this show possible, and I can't thank you enough. So for Micah and Sean, we're out, and we'll catch you on the next episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.